Welcome to Open Line Friday on the Andy Griffin Show. Time to call in with your gripes, opinions, theories, and conspiracies. Here's your chance. Don't blow it. Only on News Radio 890, 92.5, KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, good morning. How are you today? It's 9:09 on KDXU. Got some fun stuff to talk about today on Open Line Friday. Of course, we'd love to get your phone calls and texts as well. The studio line is 673-5890. That's, again, local area code 435-673-5890. There's a hot topic right now on social media going around the Southern Utah, Washington County area. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. If you want to text me, 435-467-5842. Of course, there are some of you that are a little shy, maybe don't want to talk actually on the air. And so we'll certainly take your text if you would rather text today as well. And I thought we'd maybe take a couple of minutes at the start of the show to get to know our producer and call screener, Melody Finlinson. Hi, Melo. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for coming on the air. Now, Mel has an interesting story. She got married young. And when you get married, like right out of, like, literally the day after you graduated high school?
The day after high school graduation, I had a wedding. I had to leave the party early from graduation to get some sleep for the wedding.
Wow, incredible. And then you had kids not long after that, right? And
yeah.
And so you spend the, what would they call them? I don't know, middle age or the formative years of your 20s raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And now that your kids are more or less grown up, not all the way, but mm-hmm. you're looking at pursuing maybe some dreams, right?
Yeah. I had always loved broadcasting. And in high school, I was actually the voice and face of the radio station that we had there, the TV station.
Cool.
And I loved it. And I always wanted to get into broadcasting. But then, you know, I went ahead and got married and had a family, and now in my second marriage, I feel a lot more supported, and he kind of lets me just go and do the crazy dreams that I have. So I'm pursuing about 4 or 5 interests right now, and it's great to feel that support.
Now, you actually have a job, right? Where, because you don't make any money doing this right now.
No, this is all
maybe
for
someday, but not yet.
Are you
a realtor? Is that what you do?
Yeah. So I'm a full-time realtor at Fathom Realty, and I have a really steady business. I volunteer for a lot of committees with the board, the Washington County Board of Realtors. And I also have an organizing business, which I do just a little on the side. And I actually teach classes on organizing at Brio HOA.
Organizing. Wow, mm-hmm. That's really cool. Well, I have some lists for you later that I'm going to talk about that will help folks with the organizing and working hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to me because I remember when I was young, in my 20s, newly married, had a little kid maybe, as I was trying to develop my career, I was willing to do some of that stuff for free. I didn't get paid to volunteer. I would intern places and do things like that. And it was okay. Because I was a young person and my goal was to get the experience so that someday I could make some money mm-hmm. at what I'm doing. You've kind of done it in a reverse order. Now you're having to go out, not having to, but you want to go out and volunteer and do things for free with the idea that you'll get the experience needed to maybe pursue one of those dreams.
Yes, I love it. And I kind of got my start again as an adult doing the radio ads for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
So I've been doing those for about 5 or 6 years and I really enjoy writing the ads and speaking and voicing the ads here. At your radio station, and it's just so much fun. I love kind of getting behind the mic and having a chance. So thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's very cool. Melo is, will be on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. She'll be the first voice you hear when you call into the radio station. You can talk to her. You don't even have to go on the air. You can just call and talk to Melo if you want to, I guess. I mean, we prefer you actually go on the air, but... Melo has been doing it about 3 weeks now, a month?
Yeah, about a month, I'd say.
About a month, very cool. Mm-hmm. Has anybody been mean to you yet? Is everybody being very nice?
Everyone's very kind and very nice, and a couple of people will just call and, you know, give me their backstory, and it's kind of fun to get to know people. I love people.
Very cool. Well, if you want to talk to Melo, and just Melo, you can still call the same number, but we'd love to have you on the air, too, 673-5890. Is the studio line. And Melo, I wanted to ask you, as we get into a couple of the topics today, right off the bat, there is a huge, well, they're not even calling it a show, they're calling it a drag festival being put on in one of the parks here in southern Utah. There were 300, let me get the exact number, 300 and as of just a couple of hours ago, 392 comments on Facebook in association with this advertisement for this drag festival. Now, if you write a story and a lot of people think it's interesting, you might get 50 comments, 90 comments, 110 comments. That's a lot of comments. When you get 392 comments and the post was only put up, let's see, it was put up 18 hours ago, 18 hours before I could probably refresh the page and get more updated numbers. But you know that this is a topic that is very important to a lot of people in southern Utah. I actually have mixed feelings about this, Mella. So I want to get your take first on this this advertised drag festival that's coming up at the end of next month.
Well, I am conservative. I lean conservative views, but I do feel like everybody should have their options to do things that they want to do without infringing on their choices and mandating morality. So it is a hot topic, obviously, if both sides are so on edge about it. I haven't read the comments yet.
There's a lot. Well, it's going to take you a while just to read the comments. There are a lot of them, over 400 comments now. But that's where I'm kind of torn too, Mello, is like, okay, suppose I was putting on some kind of festival, a festival about the New Testament, you know, and I rented out a school park, and there were all kinds of people protesting and not wanting me to be able to do that. Well, I feel pretty bad to be like, well, you know, I paid for the rental time in the park. I should be allowed to put on this festival. And you know, on the one hand, I don't like the idea of a drag festival. I don't like the idea of men dressing up as women. I don't like the idea of, because it seems like it always devolves into this question, morally questionable activity. But at the same time, I'm an American. I believe in freedom and to me, it's a tough situation there, because they should be allowed to, if they rented the whatever out, they should be allowed to do it, right?
I'm just always impressed that they can look so dang good. I'm like, how did they get that there and look like that and their hair like that? I think it's pretty impressive, and they've got quite an artistic flair to it.
Well, if you spent 3 hours every morning getting ready, you probably could look like one of them too if you wanted to. So none of us have that kind of time normally, though.
No.
All right. Well, we'll take some phone calls on that. Again, 673-5890 is the phone number. Mello, again, thanks for coming on for a few minutes and tell us about yourself. By the way, you didn't tell us. You've been married how long, and how many kids do you have?
The first time I was married, 19 years, mm-hmm. had 6 kids, and then I married my second husband 7 years ago. We just had our anniversary, and we have one son who's 6.
So I have seven children.
Kids.
Wow. Yeah. Brave. And you have a little one still.
Yeah, he's in kindergarten. It's kind of fun.
That'll keep you on your toes.
Yeah. I'm a lot more patient this go around.
Tired. I think the word is tired. I'm a lot more tired this time
around. I've given up. Yes, that could be true.
All right. Thanks, Mello. Again, if you want to talk with Mello, if you want to be part of the show, 673-5890. If you want to text into the program, 435-467-5842. I remember early on, well, maybe the first month I was doing the show, and we were talking about privacy and the rights to act and behave the way you wanted to. And I had made the comment, look, I have nothing to hide. I don't have skeletons in my closet. At least I don't think I do. I haven't checked in there lately, but I don't have skeletons in my closet. I don't have anything to hide. And so I was like, so what if the FBI or whoever wants to look in my closet? I don't care. And an astute caller pointed out the fact that, look, you don't have things to hide that you think are okay. But what if they decide one of your regular activity? What if they decide having 5 children is something that you shouldn't be allowed to do? And they start looking into the privacy of you having your 5 children. And the fact that, you know, they would take away our privacy and our rights based on what they think is right or wrong can be pretty frustrating. And so for me, I was kind of like, okay, a new perspective. That was good for me to hear. And that's why when they start talking about this Allies Drag event, which is going on at the end of April, it's at, I don't want to give it too much publicity, because I still don't think, I mean, I'm not going to go. I don't know, actually, my friend group, I don't know anybody that is interested in going to see this drag festival. And so I don't want to publicize it too much. But the point is, people are passionate about this. I moved to St. George in 1993 with my beautiful wife. We had one child at the time. We ended up, like I said, with five. And we decided to stay as a family, as parents. My wife and I decided to stay in St. George. Why? Well, obviously, the weather was beautiful. Even the heat in July and August was definitely worth the trade-off of not having to shovel snow. And I mean, we lived in Logan prior to that, so which is just about as nasty winter-wise as you can get. So that was a big part of it. But a maybe bigger part of it, certainly a huge factor in our decision to stay here, was this was a great place to raise kids. It was a conservative town. There were a very religious town. It was a town that had very little crime at the time, had very little traffic. That's changed a little bit now. But it was a place that I wanted to be, and I wanted my family to be. And so we came here and we stayed here. And yes, I could have, there were bigger opportunities career-wise for me to move up, as they say, in the journalism business. I was a sports writer, and I had gotten opportunities with the Tribune and the Deseret News and other papers in the West, Denver and Seattle. And the opportunities were there, but I didn't want to leave St. George. And one of the reasons I didn't want to leave St. George because you wouldn't, there wasn't going to be a drag show in St. George. There's no strip joints in St. George. There's no porn shops in St. George. There's very few bars in St. George. And in the surrounding area. And so for me, this was, okay, this was not quite idyllic, but pretty close to idyllic. This was a place to raise kids. If I wanted to keep my kids out of trouble, which I did very much so, and I'm proud to say none of my kids ever took drugs or got hooked on drugs or anything like that. I never had to bail any of them out of jail. Very happy about that. In fact, maybe it's because I told them that I wouldn't, if they ever got arrested, they can enjoy their time there because I wouldn't bail them out. I never got called on that bluff. But this was the place I wanted to be. And so now we have these things coming in, these drag shows are renting out, you know, pavilions, or they're renting out parks or whatever, and they have every right to do this. But it's got me really conflicted, because the town that I knew that was idyllic, that was conservative, that was religious, little pieces of it are being chipped away by things like a drag show or extra bar or two in town, or gosh, we had a gay pride parade or something like that, gay pride show. And I was like, I didn't want, I mean, fortunately my kids for the most part were grown at that point, and they could make their own decisions about how much they wanted to associate and be a part of that stuff. But I was like, this isn't conservative St. George. This isn't the town that I wanted it to be when I moved here. So if you have thoughts, please call in 673-5890 and talk to me about this drag show. It's about a month from now, and it's at a local park here in town. It is and they're not calling it a drag show. They're calling it a drag festival. They're going to have, I mean, all the stuff you would expect with a fest, you know, food trucks and stuff like that, entry fee. I don't know. I am really, really having a hard time, having mixed feelings about it. Now, one other thing in association with that is the publicity that they're putting out there on social media, in particular Facebook. And I'm old enough now, that's kind of my social media tool of choice, if you will. And, you know, I'm on Twitter. I have an Instagram account. I don't have a TikTok, thank goodness. But Facebook is still my tool of choice. Well, I'm a member of many of the groups. For instance, Southern Utah Emergency Response, St. George Word of Mouth, Washington, what is the name of that Washington City group? Anyway, Washington County Community Emergency, St. George Area of Commerce Group, Washington City Matters, that was the name of that Washington City one. Some of you, I'm in a couple of neighborhood groups, a couple of church pages that are put together. And last night, we're sitting, my wife and I are sitting at home, and we're just kind of flipping through some social media, and she came across an ad for this drag festival on one of the small town pages. And it was interesting because there were a lot of people that got in there on there that said, look, if this is going to be advertised on my community page, then I'm going to remove myself from that community page. There were several people that said that. And, you know, then there was the backlash. There were the people that were saying, well, look, you know, if you're going to be that petty and that immature about it, well, then maybe you shouldn't be on this page anyway. And they went back and forth. There was some pretty good little responses and replies. And then finally someone said, well, you know, the First Amendment, it tells us that we can say anything we want on these web pages. And it's all about fairness and letting that happen. And I kind of chuckled at that because my wife says, well, that makes sense. And I said, well, it does, but it doesn't. Because the thing you've got to remember is Facebook is a private enterprise. It is a business. Those pages that you create, they have nothing to do with First Amendment. You're not walking out in the middle of town and saying something out loud. Facebook page, that is a private page. That is put together by the person who created the page. They can put or can exclude anything they want on that page. It's not a First Amendment thing. It's a private thing. Just like you couldn't come into my yard and dig a hole. You came into my yard and dig a hole, I would call the police on you. And they would say, you're trespassing. He doesn't want you here. And you can't dig that hole. And they would take you away. And that would be that. Or they'd ask you to leave or whatever. Well, that's how Facebook is. It's a private enterprise. This particular page is a private page. And you can say all you want about First Amendment and equal rights and allowing fair whatever. It's still a private page. And that whoever decided, well, I'm going to be fair and put all these things on the page and everybody can see everything, that's fine. You can do that if you want to. But remember, the person who created that page is a private individual, a private page, and they can put whatever they want on there. They can exclude whatever they want on that page. It is not a First Amendment right. It is not a actual piece of media. It is not a newspaper. It is not a television station or even a radio station. You can put whatever you want on that page, and you can exclude. You can say, I'm not going to put that on my page. And it just cracked me up when people start confusing their constitutional rights, like the right to free speech, with a private money-making thing like social media, like Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Snapchat and Facebook. These are private entities. The page you create, no matter what you name it could be Equal Rights America page, is still subject to whatever you decide to allow on that page as the creator of the page. And for in a larger sense, whatever Facebook allows you to put on their platform. And, you know, Facebook has become, unfortunately, that has become the number one source of news for most Americans. You feel like there's a sense of responsibility, but the truth of the matter is Facebook is still a private entity. Their goal is not to be fair and equitable and tell both sides of the story. Their goal is to make money, period. That's the bottom line. That's what they want to do. And they make money by you creating a page that you claim will be fair and equitable, but in fact is subject to your fairness that you deem inside your head. You can decide, is it fair? Okay, well, that's your decision, but someone else might see that exact same thing and say, well, that wasn't fair what you did. It's all a matter, it's really a matter of perspective. If you don't believe in perspective, think about this. Go to a show. Go out to Tuacon. Go to a show. Sit on spend the money, sit on the front row. And then maybe spend a little bit less money, sit halfway back on the side. And then spend a little bit less money and sit on the back row, way back in the corner. And think about the perspective of those shows. I was lucky. I went to TEDx recently, sat right smack dab in the middle of the auditorium. It was a great, great spot to sit. But it was a matter of perspective. I'm sure there are people in that very same show that sat way back in the corner or other people that sat right there on the front row that was in the row they were using for their YouTube recording or whatever that had a different experience than I did on the exact same show. It's the same thing if you go to a concert. I remember years ago, My wife and I, we were dating at the time, and I was able to obtain a couple of tickets to go see a band, Air Supply. I don't know, you guys remember Air Supply? Oh, yeah, romantic band. I thought this was going to be great. In fact, I got what I thought were really incredible seats. It was like the fifth row or something like that. And then, but as I was signing up for the tickets, it said partially obstructed view. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but you know what? For this price and to get that close, that's okay, you know? Well, we were on the side, and right between us and the performers were these huge, I mean, we're talking 20-foot high amplifiers, speakers. We sat right in front of the speakers. We could hear every word for sure. We could hardly see anything, and we certainly weren't close enough to, honestly, to this day, I don't know what those guys look like up close, except for from pictures, because although we were close, our perspective was we were right behind a huge speaker, a huge amplifier, and we couldn't see anything at all. I'm going to go see Air Supply again. Maybe I can get better tickets with an unobstructed view. But remember, we all have our own subjectivity, our own view of things, our own perspective. And then it's a matter of, trying to understand other people's perspective, really, in the end. And one of those is a fairness, freedom of speech. Just remember, Facebook is a private entity. They want your money. That's really all they want. All right, let's check in with weather, and then we'll take some phone calls and texts. Welcome back. 9:36 on KDXU. I've got some words about hard work coming up in just a minute, but let's go right to the phone line now. I believe Tim is on line two, or line one. What's up, Tim?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to talk about the Pride Festival or the Drag Festival. I don't know exactly what it is. So I've tried to condense this. I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to try to throw a concept out there that can be talked about. Okay. So my morality is based in Holy Scripture. Okay. And I understand that not everybody else's is. Okay. And so we're talking about, let's talk about a drag show. Envision that for just a second. Now let's back up. Let's go back to hula dancers. Do hula dancers have any kind of a sexual association with them? I'm not answering that. Answer it yourself.
I would say a little bit, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what about in the 50s when Elvis got up and started gyrating on stage in front of the general public?
Yeah, there was a shock. There was a lot of people that were pretty shocked, yep.
Yeah, and nowadays we have pop singers barely dressed that stand in front of thousands of people that pay big money to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, this is all acceptable to the general public. You know, a child can be taken to a pop star's show.
Absolutely.
As far as I know, I don't know. I don't go to them. Okay, so, but strip clubs, you can't take children to, and they're not in the middle of the park. Okay, so the question in my mind becomes, what is acceptable to the public? And what is considered, say, quote unquote, pornography?
Right.
And where do you draw the line? Well, to me, the answer in part is, what will the public accept? And another aspect of that is, what will the law allow? And so just to cut this short and not go on forever, you know, my old guy mentality tells me, based on my morality, based in Holy Scripture, that this is simply a degradation of what I consider moral.
Mm.
What I think is moral doesn't change. But the things, you know, other people can, you know, I've thought this way my whole life. My morality doesn't change. I may not follow my own morality, but I still realize that, okay, this is what morality is, and if I'm on track, great. If I'm not, I realize, you know, I'm not on track. I'm being immoral, say. So, anyway, that's really about all I had. I could go on and on, but that's just one way to look at it.
Yeah, interesting perspective. And And the thing that makes it difficult is then we start throwing in the law. What is legal versus what is moral? What does a community accept as, like you said, being moral, being acceptable, and what doesn't? You could probably get, well, you're never going to get Justin Bieber here, but you can get, you know, if Bieber were to do a concert in the park here, everybody say, oh, that's fine. But I know Bieber uses foul words. He has sexual lyrics. He has immoral. I mean, the dancers are scantily. You know, you could make a case that that's every bit as bad or worse than a drag festival.
Absolutely.
So I guess.
And I, you know, not that I agree with the drag festival. I don't, but I don't agree with Justin Bieber, the pop stars, or the middle of the game shows in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't agree with any of that. But yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah, good point. All right, thanks for the call today. I appreciate it, Tim. Let's go to line two. If I can push the right button, it's okay. There we go. Line two. Hey, you're there. Is this Steve?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I just heard about this drag festival that on your show this morning, so I don't know that much about it. But the things that I do know is that we have community standards, and we have the right to uphold community standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to understand that this is an assault on our community. It's an assault on our culture. It's an assault on our way of life. If these people were genuinely interested in just, you know, practicing whatever it is that they're doing, they wouldn't have chosen a park. A park is where our families go. This is where our children play and run. And this is an attack on our community, and we need to see it as such. This isn't about freedom of speech. This is about a cultural attack on our standards. This, by most people, I'm certain, are very unhappy that this is being allowed to take place. And, of course, you know, they had to get a permit, and that permit was approved. And it's a step too far for most of us. And all I would ask you is, why are they coming to the park? Because that's where our children are. That's where our families are. And if they want, look, there's 1,000 places they could have chosen to hold this event. They could get a hotel, you know, a ballroom. They could have gone to the Dixie Center, where this is behind closed doors for adults, because that's who this is for. At least that's what they claim it's for.
I was going to say,
an attack on our families and our children, and we should not allow it to happen.
Well said. Well said. I agree with you, Steve. Thank you.
You bet.
April 28th is the thing, and it is in a city park. They rented, they paid the money. They rented the park out, and Steve makes a fantastic point. Why a park? Why is it out, quote unquote, in the open for all of us to consume one way or another? It's in a city park that, oh, by the way, that park has a playground for kids in it, in case you were wondering. I don't know if you've ever been to a drag show type thing. One of the problems is, and I'm going to be frank here a little bit. These are guys dressed up like women, right? Well, what's the problem with that? Well, just think about it. Guys, especially guys who are willing to dress up like women, don't tend to be real conservative, real moralistic. So they're going to do things and dress in ways that are seductive, that are sexual, that these are things that don't belong around anyone under the age of 18. They just don't. So again, you know, you have to take a look at the community that you're associated with. I think their right to have a show is free. But what is their end goal? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to change our community? I know there are a couple of teenagers out there going, "What's the big deal, man? Lighten up. It's no big deal. It's just a drag show. Who cares?" It's not like they're trans, even. Well, some of them aren't, or some of them are. But what's the big deal, man? And I have to say, there were probably times when I was a teenager when I went to my parents and said, "Hey, what's the big deal? Chill out." Well, I didn't know they were looking out for me back then. I know now, but I didn't know back then that they were looking out for me. All right. Again, the phone number is 673-5890. That's the 435 area code. It's 673-5890. That's our AM frequency, 890. Or you can text me at 435-467-5842. I do want to talk a little bit about work, why we work hard, why we feel it's admirable to work hard, and are we off base a little bit? There's been a couple of articles published recently about work, about working smart instead of working hard. That could be all the difference. We'll talk about that right after this. Oh, man, got a handful of texts and got some phone calls, too, as we get rolling here on the show again. I was going to get to some steps, arguments about work and hard work and stuff, but sounds like we've touched a nerve now. Let's get to, first of all, let's go to the phone line, and then we'll read some of the texts over there on line one. Joyce, I think, what's up?
Hi. You know, I went to the drag show that they had at a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend and I were 60s, and actually it was a hoot, but it was touted as being family friendly, and there were some kids there, but you know, the way they walked around in their costumes, and some of them are quite revealing, I didn't think it was so friendly.
Yeah.
Family friendly. It was entertaining. Would I go again? No. I just wanted to see what it was like, but you know, I don't think a park's the right place for it. Just
that was actually going to be my next question. What do you think about them having it at a city park?
No, I don't think so. But in a closed situation like they had at this bistro, was fine, and it's your choice as a parent to take your child there. But I wouldn't even take my child to a modeling show either, where they walked around like they did, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the so, you know, it's just up to them, but it was made me leave. I was sad, I don't know. Because it was I don't know, I just didn't think it had to be so revealing and so aggressively. I mean, as a female, I don't walk around like the way
right.
they walked around.
Right.
And it sort of degraded me, thinking, I don't do that. Their models don't even do it that much. So
yeah. Yeah,
that was my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the comments. Let's go over to line two. Hey, what's going on? You're on with Andy.
Hi.
What's up?
You know, I went to the drag show that they had at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend and I were
Alexa,
stop.
That's yeah. Let's turn off Alexa. Yeah, go ahead. Are you there? It's weird. We got the kind of looped into an Alexa. Here's a couple of texts. Not at a park ever. They are grooming children. Interesting comment. Okay. Let's see. Man, I got a sort. I got a bunch of texts. This is why we tried hard to get House Bill 329 passed that would require a warning for adult content in public spaces. We have to empower parents so that they can protect their children. I absolutely agree with that. Let's see if we got George, did you get we get that audio fixed? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, George.
Yeah, I noticed the headlines in the paper and everything this morning that Donald Trump was indicted, and I don't hear anybody talking about Donald Trump this morning. Are you still a Donald Trump fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think this whole thing is a witch hunt and politically motivated. And so I figure that once we figure all that out, the indictment will be non-news because they will be completely exonerated. That's my feeling on that. So,
well, if he is charged and found guilty, are you still going to support him?
Good question. Good question. I don't know the answer to that because I don't. I guess I'll wait for that to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen in the first place. So,
okay. And one other thing, you always say this is a talk show. This is only, I think, the third or fourth call you've taken in 50 minutes. So I wish you would go back to your old format. And when you go on vacation, I wish you'd bring Mike McGarry back.
Mike,
he really ran a good show.
Mike doesn't want to come back. I've already asked him, but I appreciate the comments. We are working on getting Terry Hutchinson to host the show occasionally when I'm out of town, and Terry does a fantastic job as well. And by the way, George isn't George. I've had a couple of people text me and say, that's not George, that's Russ. So, but anyway, gosh, we're running short on time. Again, I want to get to a couple of more texts before we go. They don't just dress up as women. They are dressing up as prostitutes, was one text I got. And I think we're starting to get to the crux of this whole drag show thing, this drag festival. It's not, you know, I had somebody say, well, you know, you like Mrs. Doubtfire. That was a guy dressed up as a woman. And I was like, well, yeah, but that's different. Oh, how is that different? It's a guy dressed up as a woman. Well, it wasn't sexual. Mrs. Doubtfire was never sexual. It seems like to me every one of these drag shows or festivals or whatever devolve into, and I said this earlier on the show, devolve into something to do with sex. And when you have a guy dressing up as a sleazy woman, it's going to happen. Just deal with it. That kind of thing is going to happen. And so, yes, for them to have it at a public park, I think, is a pretty awful idea. I did want to read a couple of the comments on the advertisement for this online. This is Sherry. She says, so ridiculous. Never thought we'd see this in our nice area, but I guess the illness is everywhere. And then she says, on this note, I'm not dissing on you for being dragged, to each their own, but how it's being pushed for everyone to have to agree with is not right. That's been one of my issues for a long, long time is you're going to have your lifestyle and you're going to live the way you want to. And I may not agree with it, but don't shove my face. Don't have a parade for it. Don't say you are picked on and you're right and I'm wrong. Do I push my religion in your face? Well, maybe a little bit because I'm on the radio, but in everyday life, no, I don't. And I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. Okay, a couple of the other, comments from here. Let's just keep pretending that this is perfectly normal and healthy for society, says Dallin. Things that didn't kill kids today, books, drag queens, pronouns, a statue of David. Gives you some pause for thought. So a lot of people are wondering what the $15 fee is for. There's a $15 fee to get involved in this as well. Another comment, whatever happened to the term transvestite, drags or transvestites, but you don't hear that term anymore. I don't think they like the word transvestite. I think that was the biggest problem. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We're running short on time. Give me your comments, please. Are you there? Hello. Yeah, go ahead. All right. I guess they're not there on this one. Let's see. A couple of more comments. Again, thank you so much for texting in, by the way, people want to be involved in the show. This person says a drag show in St. George will never fit in. And remember the porn shop in Mesquite. And those who have been here a long time remember the porn shop in Mesquite, where we actually took turns picketing the porn shop in Mesquite until it was gone. And guess what? It worked. I didn't ever do that. I didn't picket, but I know a lot of people did. And they got, I think, they mission accomplished, right? All right, let's go back. Dale is on the phone. Hey, Dale, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about anything in particular, but I just want to let you know, contrary to what the other person said, I really appreciate your show above and beyond Mike McGarry's show. I've learned so much having all the mayors on, all the other people. I've got to know my area better because of the format that you have. Yes, maybe you don't allow enough time for people to speak, but you learn so much more the way you have it by having the different people on. So I really appreciate your show.
Awesome. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the support.
Yeah.
9:56 on KDXU. A couple of more texts to get to. This is what happened in Mesquite with the porno shop. It went from Playboy magazines to outrageous strip shows. So after the picketing, they changed this type of business. Things did change. And it comes down to community standards. And I appreciate the guidance and suggestions from people today. Steve says we have the right to maintain our community standards. Jeanette says, I don't understand why we have approved this again. What you just said, that's the problem. They won't respect our beliefs, but force us to have theirs in our community. Why can't we say no? Joyce is back on. Is that right? All right. Let's Let's get to the judges, and they actually gave them, had them give them $1 bills for dancing. That sounds like a strip club to me. it certainly does. And Melody has been very busy. By the way, I hope you guys have enjoyed talking with Mello today, getting ready for your phone calls. We're down to about 2 minutes left. Yeah, go ahead. You're on with Andy.
I need more than 2 minutes.
Okay, well, give me what you can. I'll give you what I can.
Why are we giving the drag show so much airtime? That's free advertising, so you're helping the cause, sounds like.
You think?
Second one is we had a terrible shooting at the first of the week. Mum about it, seems like. And that is in our face. The way the media took it on is we're all whatever against the trans,
yeah.
And the Christians, we deserve it. Good hell, what's this country coming to?
Yeah, yeah, well said.
Media, this is terrible, you know, and the Democrats are right there pushing them, so I don't know what the hell. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, yep. All right, got to take another phone call. Thank you for coming on today. We'll go to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, I've got some information on that porno shop in Mesquite.
Okay, we got about a minute, so spit it out quickly.
I'll be fast. I was down there for 2.5 years doing my job, putting on that porno shop, and we picketed that until he had to close that because financially he could not afford to keep that going. It not only bankrupt that one, but it bankrupt 4 other porno shops in Las Vegas. So that was the whole thing behind that. Me and other religions and everybody else decided we was going to put that under it, and we went down there 2.5 years solid and picketed that shop. So that's the information because I was there.
Good. Well, good. Okay. Good job. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just gives you an insight to it this deeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know, and here's the thing about it. As we wrap things up here on the show today, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of being who we want to be is part of what the world is built upon, but the United States is built upon. But remember, we still have the freedom to have decency in our communities. We still have the freedom to say, no, we don't want that here. And you say, well, that sounds a little bit, I don't know, prejudiced. Well, so are you okay with pornography? Are you okay with strip clubs? Are you okay with the seedier side of places like Los Angeles? I'm not. And so I'm okay if we say no to things like this. Best thing we can do now, because they've already said yes, was to make sure they don't make any money. They won't come back here again if they don't make money.